Jane in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Our next guest just won his sixth straight Sports Emmy for play-by-play. He will be announcing the Stanley Cup Finals this Monday as the Blues take on the Bruins. It's our old friend, Doc Emrick, who is about ready to hop on a flight. Doc, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
We are doing great. First of all, congratulations.
Congrats on the big Sports Emmy.
Oh, thank you so much. Jane, it's great to talk to you. You're on at all hours of the day and night, you two.
If they call us, we're here.
Well, Doc.
It's great to have loyal people like WGN has with you two.
I was explaining to people, it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, Jane and I were working at 11 o'clock at night, and I get a text from you, and you're like, you're on at all hours of the day.
And I'm like, well, I have great admiration for both of you, because I know all of the philanthropic work and the charity work that Jane has done, and I admire anyone that can learn over 10 lines and be on stage, because I tried a little of that in high school and in college, and I admire anybody that can do more than 10, and I'm sure you've done more than that, Pete, in your time.
Maybe 11. That's about it.
The problem, yes. Doc, the problem with memorizing so many things, this is what I found, is I can't remember a darn thing anymore. I can memorize something for the time I need to memorize, but then I don't remember even what happened yesterday. People are like, you don't remember anything. I go, I memorize it for 1 minute, and then it's gone.
You know, Jane, I've admired the people that call horse races a lot, because those are the people that have to remember it and then in 20 minutes or 15 minutes forget it and remember those in the next race. If I get an assist wrong, there are probably people not knocking on the door wanting to break my arm for it. So I admire people like Larry Colmus, who does all the Triple Crown races for NBC, and people that can do that. But one of the things that I did have exposure to a long time ago was the memory book, which Jerry Lucas and one other astute person authored, which enables you to make word pictures out of things. And it's actually helped me in the Olympics, because you run into a lot of athletes that you've never seen before and you're probably not going to see again. But you have to learn how what their names and numbers are. And so there's no way to do it. You go to practice and you can look at them out there, but you have to remember their names and numbers under the gun, and so you create word pictures and with right. their name and their number, and that's kind of how you do it. But I've sort of led us off the rails here. What did you want to talk about?
Well, today? You. We want to talk about you.
Jane, you're so kind. I've been very blessed to have wandered through this growing up listening to WGN, but also being a part of hockey casting for 46 years. So that's my story. Now, what about you two?
Well, Doc, hold on a second. You won your sixth straight Emmy, and I was reading the article, and I saw that you've been announcing hockey since 1973?
Yes, 1973. It was a different sport back then. Neither of the two of you were born at that time, but had you been, you would have seen a different game, because the games lasted about 3 hours and 15 minutes instead of the 2 hours and 25 minutes that they do now. But much of the time was consumed with 5-minute major penalties for fighting. Yeah. We don't have as much of that now. The last time I checked, we have had 80 games in these playoffs, and the last time I checked, we'd had 3 fights. In 1987, for example, about the same number of games, we had 85 fights. So it's a radically different sport now than it once was.
Sure.
But, yeah, I came through that era, and I've come through the current one, and both of them were exciting times with very committed athletes, and that's what we have that has made the game so good. We have athletes that are really skilled that make this great commitment at this time of year. They're all paid the same amount. They get their playoff share at the end of the playoffs, and nobody talks about the money because it's rather small compared to what they're used to, but that's not the reason they're out there. They're out there to try and get their name on a trophy that they can't keep, and if they're really lucky and they win the whole thing, they get a ring that's really gaudy that they'll rarely wear, but they'll always be a Stanley Cup champion. Have you ever seen the Blackhawks rings?
Yeah.
I have, yes. Yeah.
Aren't they something?
They are gaudy, but I would love to have one.
Of course, even if I never wore it ever.
Yeah, I've talked to some of the Bruins from 2011, and that has been, what, 8 years ago? And asked them how many times they've worn it, and, oh, maybe once or twice. When they go out to a real formal occasion, or when they're invited to a banquet, or when they have to speak publicly, they'll wear it. But most times not, because it's so large and it's so overbearing. Certainly not when they're water skiing or doing something like golfing in the summer. Yeah, it's more of a... It's more of a formal thing.
You can't wear that ring playing hockey.
No.
It's a novelty.
And you're in and out of dressing rooms all the time. And of course, back when the Blackhawks won in 61, in that era, they got no rings at all. Didn't happen. They weren't given rings, but now it's all a part of the thing. You make a lot of money if you're an owner of a team that wins the Stanley Cup, and then you make a small deduction for all of the rings you have to buy. And the small deduction is really a large deduction when it comes down to it, because the Red Sox had 116 diamonds in each of the rings that they handed out.
That's
they really do become large, yeah.
Right. We're talking with Doc Emrick. The Stanley Cup starts on Monday. We'd like to think here in Chicago that it's not as big, or it's not that much of an event as when the Blackhawks were in the Stanley Cup Finals.
You think there are torn fans in Chicago on who to root for here and who to follow? I think it's going to be engrossing hockey, because it always is. But I'm kind of curious.
I was just
going to
ask you that.
Be pulling for
Doc. My neighbor.
I don't think anyone's going to watch. I have a better grasp than I do.
My neighbor is from St. Louis, and I've seen him year after year. He's become a great friend, and year after year, the disappointment with the Blues. And who would have thought a team that was in last place fired their coach? They're in the Stanley Cup Finals now.
Yeah, in the morning of January 3rd, they were absolutely dead last, and now here they are. And that's the wonderful thing about if you can get in, and that's the nature of this sport. If you can get in, you can get to the final, and you can win it. The Los Angeles Kings just barely made it in 2014, and then they won the whole thing. All you have to do is qualify, and there are other sports where you got to be a favorite, and usually you're a ticket right into the final if you're the favorite going in, but not in this sport, because our favorite was Tampa Bay, and they got waxed in the first round by Columbus. So
right.
It just doesn't happen that way. But you have you two have your thumb and forefinger on the pulse of Chicago, so you're a better guesser than I am as to how many are rooting for the Blues and how many are rooting against them.
Jane?
I know in my house, I'm going to say the person I live with would be rooting for the Bruins, not the Blues.
Because your fiancé is from the East Coast.
Correct. And they're a huge hockey family. So, Doc, it's the Sabres is who we're watching. Since the Sabres haven't been to the playoffs in a very, very, very long time, we're still watching the hockey. I think they just watch for good hockey, to be honest with you.
Yes.
Go ahead, Doc. I was going to say the...
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say people are going to watch the Stanley Cup Final here in Chicago because they enjoy hockey.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to root for anyone.
That, I think, is probably the real ticket, because the hockey itself is going to be engrossing. I mean, the Bruins are coming in having won 7 in a row, and the Blues have won 3 in a row. And both teams have... There are so many wonderful storylines to sell that this thing is just going to sing, and that part is going to make it engrossing for anyone across the country. And you can imagine that the border of New England will go down as far as maybe Connecticut, and then all of a sudden there'll be those Ranger fans who are going to have a hard time cheering for Boston. So you'll have the same thing happening as you might have with some parts of Chicago.
I can't.
But that's what makes it fun.
Right, but I can't root for Boston to win again. But I can't root for the Blues.
No, but you're not rooting. You're just watching.
I think I have an answer.
Yes, Joe.
Yes.
Doc, two words for the people of Chicago who they should root for. Judd Surratt.
Yes.
The announcer for the Bruins.
Very good point. Yes. The radio voice of the Bruins.
Chicago guy, WGN alum.
Yeah. And you've probably played his calls, haven't you, Joe?
I have.
He just he does a magnificent job. And when you consider the internship and the period of time that he paid his dues to rise to this level, he's getting the great reward of having a great team that he can follow right up to a championship. And maybe he'll have one of those rings that he might wear a little more often, because he has more times to share in the glory publicly rather than having to go into a dressing room and take the ring off all the time and put on heavy gear.
Yes. Doc, I know you got to catch a flight, and we have to run. We have the business lunch coming up. Good luck during the Stanley Cup final, and it's always great to talk to you.
I thank you so much for inviting me on, and I just admire both of you a great deal for what you do service-wise to the people of Chicago, as well as your entertainment. Thank you.
Thank you, Doc.
Thank you so much. Have a great trip. We'll be listening.
Thank you.
Take care.
That is
Doc Emmerich. You can see him during the Stanley Cup final starting on Monday.
I just want to hang out with Doc
He's
Emmerich.
He's the best, the absolute best. All right, quick break. We'll check news from the Northwestern Medical Newsroom, then the Wintrust Business Lunch right around the corner. It's 720 WGN.